So I decided to quit my job again and pursue my love for writing, thrift selling, and podcasting. So, yeah. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of a collaboration of My Emotions podcast. I'm your host, Ricky Chapierre, and right now I'm feeling a bit lightheaded, which is a bit normal because of the medications that I am taking. So that's fun. It's either that or nausea, which I had on Thanksgiving Day. So that's fun. But how is everyone doing today? I'm there. I'm existing. So that's pretty much, it's pretty good. I actually woke up earlier than I usually do. I usually wake up at like 8, which is, I think it's because of like the routine that I had working at racetrack. Oh, by the way, I quit. I literally walked out and I haven't told my parents yet. They still think I'm working there. But I have been out of work for 3 days, and since those 3 days, I've been planning with every single penny that I have what to invest it on, what to spend it on, and what to do for the next few months because I fucking hate working. Fuck work, fuck just corporations and capitalism. I want to do things my own way, and in 3 months, you guys are gonna see that I really don't need another job. And I am speaking that out into existence. You guys are gonna see that I'm gonna be fine on my own. And you know why I know it's gonna happen? Because I'm Francacia Pierre, that's why. But how's everybody doing? You know, it's been a while since I've made a podcast episode. Last week I did an update to just let you guys know what's been going on with me and why I've been out of you know, I haven't been making a lot of episodes lately. But I am back with episode making and creating and, you know, talking to my audience. But like I said, I am out of work and I am now focusing on my freelance writing, my transcripting, my thrifting, and my podcasting. I've been doing on and off podcast episodes, like I said, for the past 3 years. Podcast ideas and everything like that. If I really stuck to my stuff, I probably would have, you know, made like 4 seasons by now. But the podcast that I was first making versus the ones that I make now isn't the same. I used to make like Christian-based podcast episodes, and I'm rolling my eyes now just like thinking about it because my love for God is big and it's powerful. But my love for Christianity, I suffered from religious trauma. I ain't got time for to be associating myself with Christianity because I feel like my God is bigger than what's written in the Bible, which I used to study like a history book. Every single day I would study it. And some people really like to pick and choose what's in the Bible for their own benefits rather than for God's benefit, which I saw a lot in the religion that I was in. And I know people are gonna be like, well, not all Christians are like that. Yeah, but the majority that I spent time with were like that. So that's why I kind of like was like, oh, I'm leaving the Christian community and I'm focusing on spirituality and basically, African spirituality and just Buddhism, especially because I've been studying Buddhism, not at school, but like I've been like reading books and, you know, looking at the teachings, for the past, I want to say the past 10 years. Yeah. I was like really young when I was like getting into meditation and yoga. yoga is more of a Hindu rather than a Buddhist. But, you know, New Age spirituality likes to mix things around. I was really into that. And then I opened my eyes to realize that a lot of those things were culturally appropriated. So now I actually look the teachings based on actual teachers from that region rather than just, you know, because something it shakes. I'm disappointed by that, but it is what it is, man. Anyways, so I was wanting to do this episode just basically to just talk about like why I hate work and be honest. And to be honest, I hate working. I've never liked working. I've never liked working and spending a majority of my paycheck to be in a place that I disliked for hours on end with my feet hurting, with my time wasted. I've never liked that. I would rather be doing stuff that I love. So this is my final attempt, and y'all are gonna see, and I'm gonna say this again, in 3 months, not even a month from now, you are gonna see, you all are gonna see that I went from point A to point C with my success. I'm gonna be successful, you guys. I'm speaking that out into existence. With my freelance writing, you're gonna see that I win so many contests. You're gonna see that I'm gonna be getting a lot of subscribers. A lot of people are gonna read my stuff with my podcasting. I'm gonna jump for 3 to 5 listeners to probably 100 by the end of the month. I am going to be doing these things. Y'all are going to watch me. Y'all are going to see. I'm speaking that out into existence because I am tired of having to doubt myself with things that I love to do. I'm speaking that out into existence. That is what I'm going to do. So now, I wanted to also talk to you guys about what I'm going to be doing for the podcast from now on, which is not just going to be talking about my emotions anymore. Like I said, I'm going to be talking. I don't think I said this. I think this was the first take. But I wanted to just talk not only about my emotions, but my emotions on topics and also bring in conversations on spirituality, talk about chakras and, you know, all those things, all those wonderful things. I also wanted to touch specifically on sexuality because I feel like now there is more conversations and more safe spaces talking about, orgasms and having one or more partners, or just experiencing sexuality and polyamory and all those things, all those wonderful things, and taking care of your yoni and praising and liberating your yoni and your femininity and your masculinity and all those things. So I am going to be talking about that. Why? Because that is something that I really, really like to discuss. That's something that I feel really strongly in. I've always been very fluid and very passionate about sex. Now that I'm on Zoloft, it's not as, I guess you could consider me a hypersexual. But with Zoloft, I'm not even sexual anymore. I tried orgasming yesterday and it took me longer than expected, and the orgasm wasn't as powerful as it usually is. And I really didn't feel satisfied with it. And I was just like, oh, well, you know how you have those orgasms where it's like, oh, like it feels good. Like your body feels like it just released energy and it feels liberating. When I did it yesterday, it felt as if it didn't feel as liberating as it usually does. And I've also seen and read that Zoloft can actually lower your libido. So, yeah. But I do want to be more adventurous when it comes to being sexual with myself. And I feel like a lot of people make it weird, like, oh, having sex with yourself, like, that's weird. Like, no, like, you don't even need a sex toy. You can use your fingers, you know? You can you could take time to just feel your body. And that's what I like to do. Like, I like to lay down and just explore my body with my hands and see the stretch marks and the dimples and the cellulite and just give love to myself. And I feel like everybody should do that too, because that is a very great form of self-love and self-care. You know, like, because not every time, like, you have to have sex. And sometimes sex can be a bit tiring. And last time I had sex, I felt my wall, my vaginal wall, feels a little bit hurt. Like, I might have had sex too much. So I'm taking a break with having sex with people. And I'm just, you know, taking time with myself and everything. Even thinking about sex makes me tired. I've been exhausted because of the Zoloft and the medications I've been taking, because it can make you drowsy. And coffee's not really working. And my doctor told me to not drink as much caffeine as I used to, which I used to be 2 cups of coffee, and then at work it'd be an energy drink. But now I'm like limiting it to 1 cup. And it's, oh my God, girl, it has been hell. Girl, boy, he, she, they, zay, zim, it. It has been horrible. Oh my God. I want to get a second cup of coffee so bad. But I know my doctor told me not to do it. So I'm just like, it's been hard. And my mom's like, I've been noticing that you've been taking really long naps. I'm like, yeah, I've noticed that too. Like, I'll take naps or I'll get really tired. And then at night, it's hard to sleep. Or I try to, and it's like hard. And it's like, ugh. Like, I'm supposed to take 2 of the medication that I'm supposed to be taking to help with insomnia, which was our plan. We were trying to help the insomnia part. And it just, right now, it's interesting. Oh God, like, I think I might need to change my routine a bit. Maybe maybe take some chamomile tea. Stay away from blue light for a while. I should probably do that. Oh my God. But yeah, I've just been tired. Like, you could just see the bags under my eyes. Or just space out, another thing that's been happening. Like, I'll just be like, someone's talking to me, and the next thing you know, I'm just completely spaced out, and they're like, did you hear anything I said? And I'm like, I am so sorry, I did not. That's another thing with my medication that is happening. But I haven't been feeling depressed. I've been feeling pretty motivated. Like, I got up earlier this morning, I made a cup of coffee, I took a shower, and then I just sipped my coffee and listened to music, basically, and played Temple Run for the morning, and then I just washed the dishes, and now I'm doing my podcast. Because usually my depressive episodes, I probably wouldn't have done any of those things. I probably would have just, the most, showered and then went back into my bed and, like, stayed on my phone for the rest of the day. Which is something I really don't want to do, because I really am trying to plan for things that I want to get done. So that's a big no-no. I'm not trying to rest unless it's needed. I still need my 8 hours, but right now, now's not the time to sleep. Now is the time to work. So that's what I'm doing right now. I am working. Even though I am completely exhausted. I want a macchiato so bad, because it has espresso shots in there, and it's like easier to drink, and once the shots hit you, it's like a burst of energy. But you know, like I said, I gotta limit my coffee, and I pretty much already drank a cup today, so I have to find other things to do. I'm so tired. But like I said, I'm going to be focusing on freelancing for a good while. You are going to be seeing me, like, posting on my Instagram, like, hey, you guys, read my vocal stories that I just put out. I'm going to be doing more anime analysis. I'm going to be doing more stories. I'm actually going to be revising some of the things that I wrote in the past, because even though it's been getting attraction, there is a lot of grammatical errors and a lot of run-on sentences. So if you see some changes to some stories, that's because I changed them. I'm also going to be focusing on transcribing for a while, and investing in stocks. So you're going to see that a lot on my story. You're going to see that a lot on my Snapchat. I'm going to be selling a lot of stuff on Snap. So that's what I'm going to be doing. And I'm going to have a ball doing that. So that is pretty much it for today's podcast episode. But thank you guys again so much for listening. I hope you guys have a fantastic day, a fantastic rest of your week. And there will be a new podcast next week. And I really mean it when I say there will be a new podcast episode next week. You guys might actually be shocked because I'm being really serious on it. You guys are going to check and be like, oh, whoa, she wasn't lying. Hell yeah, I wasn't lying. I'm getting to work. That's what I'm doing. But again, thank you guys so much for listening. I'm holding back my yawn. If you guys want to send me a voice message, please send me a voice message on the Anchor app, which is now available for iOS and Android devices. Please look up A Collaboration of My Emotions and then just send me a voice message. Ask me a question, tell me about your day, your favorite food, what you've been doing, anything about mental health, anything about sexuality, anything at all. I am open to just sharing it on my podcast. That would mean the world to me. Again, thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you guys have a fantastic day, and bye for now.